The move by the Trump administration to move forward with the border wall is under fire from many in the environmental community. Last month, the Department of Homeland Security waived the environmental review process that could have bogged the process down in studies for years. Now, as the Trump administration moves forward with plans to build border wall prototypes near San Diego, the Center for Biological Diversity plans to challenge the move in court. The center says the prototypes and the wall will endanger wildlife in some of the region's most critical habitats. For more on this, we're joined now by Brian Segui, senior attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
So the center has already filed suit related to this border wall. What is the legal argument against going forward with the prototypes?
We do have an existing suit against both the prototypes and the proposed replacement wall in San Diego. The initial suit was brought under the Freedom of Information Act because there's been no information disclosed to the public about either project. And then we've also added claims under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, and the Endangered Species Act. As you mentioned, about a month ago, former DHS Secretary John Kelly issued what's known as a Real ID Act waiver. And under that, he waived the laws that are at issue in our lawsuit, NEPA and the Endangered Species Act, as well as 30 additional laws as they would otherwise apply to any border wall construction within a 15-mile zone in San Diego, including these prototypes and the replacement wall.
How do you plan, I mean, how does your lawsuit aim to get around the law that, Secretary Kelly cited?
Well, we'll be amending the lawsuit to challenge both the applicability and the constitutionality of the waiver. The Real ID Act was passed a dozen years ago. In passing it, Congress provided this sweeping and unprecedented, dangerous and unwise authority to the DHS secretary to do away with any laws as the secretary sees fit. But that authority was provided in order for DHS to build the border wall, and as it was specifically defined under the subsequent Secure Fence Act, in an expeditious manner. And the Secure Fence Act, as amended, called for 700 miles of border barrier construction. The former DHS Secretary Michael Chertoff, under the George W. Bush administration, used the waiver authority very aggressively. He used it on five occasions, waived more than 35 laws in total. The waivers apply to more than approximately 625 miles of the 700 miles of existing border barriers. So Congress directed DHS to act quickly. They did act quickly. They built, unfortunately, hundreds of miles of border barriers. That is done. They have met their obligations under the Secure Fence Act. And what the administration is trying to do now is turn this decade-old authority into a perpetual roving authority that applies not only to new border wall construction, but to prototypes and to replacement border wall. We think it's outside the scope of what Congress intended and are planning to challenge that.
Are you fairly confident that if a NEPA study was done, an environmental impact study was done on the border region where the current administration is planning to put the prototypes or put the ultimate wall, are you pretty confident about what that study would find?
We're confident in the sense that a objective study would have to show significant impacts from building border walls from a wildlife perspective alone because of the blockage of wildlife movement from everything like large mammalian species such as jaguars, ocelots, peninsular desert bighorn sheep, but also less expected species like the cactus ferruginous pygmyowl or the Kino checkerspot butterfly, who have wings but generally are not going to fly as high as the 30-foot wall that's envisioned. But one of the problems, or a main problem, is, as I mentioned before, the waivers that were applied to the border wall as it exists now, we know much less than we should about the impacts of the existing border wall. Things like mitigation and monitoring that would have otherwise been conducted under environmental laws were not done because of the waiver of laws. So the government has blindfolded itself in the past with border wall construction, and unfortunately it looks like it's going to move forward with Trump's Great Wall with the blinders still on.
All right. Brian Segui is senior attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity. Brian, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.